local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Mother of a storm yesterday, but cooler temps on the way. Details from Dr. Bill coming up right after traffic right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Again, the lights have been out at Tanner Williams between Foster and Ziegler. They've had to reset them more than once this morning, so be careful as you're traveling there. If you're coming in from Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway, downtown, no delays. Summertime is right around the corner, and that means fun in the sun and the water. Bama Flooring's got you covered with over 300 waterproof flooring options to choose from. See them in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deals, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5, 70 now at our studios, but by this time tomorrow morning, upper 50s, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. More details coming up at 7:35, and headlines coming up right now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a silver alert is in effect in Escambia County, Florida. John Fetzer is from Cantonment. He was last seen around 1 a.m. on May 12th on Cedar Tree Lane. Fetzer was wearing blue jeans, a blue polo, brown shoes, and black glasses. Fetzer could be driving a black Dodge Ram with a Florida license plate, which reads GVWW99. Our news partners at WKRG have posted a picture of Mr. Fetzer. Please go ahead and hop online and take a look at that. And if you have any information, you are encouraged to contact 911. It was a deadly weekend on local roadways on both sides of the bay as two separate crashes claimed the lives of three people. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, on Saturday night on Baldwin County 39, very close to the White House Fork community, a motorcycle heading north collided with a vehicle around 7:20 p.m. The motorcycle driver has been identified as 41-year-old Eduardo Alanez from Bay Minette. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the car only suffered minor injuries. Then Sunday morning, a truck heading north on Newbern Road went off the road and hit a tree. That truck then caught fire. All of this happening around 6 a.m. Aaliyah has identified the truck driver as Aaron Seabrook of Sims. Seabrook was 37 years old, and there was a male passenger who was also pronounced dead at the scene. That passenger's name has not yet been released, but state troopers do confirm that neither victim was wearing their seatbelt. Both fatal accidents are currently under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Straight line winds caused some significant damage across the Gulf Coast over the weekend. On Dauphin Island, Lisa Evans went outside to find her neighbor's roof sitting in her front yard.
But I was on the main level and it was shaking, and it's never done that before.
In Baldwin County, most of the storm damage was concentrated around Fort Morgan Road and Gulf Shores. Severe weather also damaged the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, bringing down trees. No animals or people were hurt. In Foley, heavy winds and rains bashed tents shortly before the start of the annual Art in the Park event. The Biloxi police officer who was shot and killed outside police headquarters last week will be laid to rest today. Hundreds are expected to attend the funeral for Officer Robert McKeithen. McKeithen was a 24-year veteran of the police department and a veteran of the Air Force. Darian Atkinson is charged with capital murder. Four others are charged with being accessories. The Alabama Department of Conservation is now offering bait hunting licenses that can be used for deer or wild hogs. The Alabama legislature approved the bait hunting bill last month. The license costs $15 for Alabama residents and $51 for non-residents. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
Well, it just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Two NBA series end with Game 7s, the NHL Conference Finals begin, and South Alabama baseball is streaking. 713 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs on Sunday, the Toronto Raptors advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 92-90 Game 7 win over Philadelphia, thanks to this shot by Kawhi Leonard.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger? Goal!
You could hear the ball bounce there 4 times on the rim before falling through the net. That was Leonard's 41st point of the night. He led everybody on the court. Serge Ibaka added 17 points, and Pascal Siakam had 11 points and 11 rebounds for Toronto. Next up, the Raptors open the Eastern Conference Finals at the Milwaukee Bucks. That series starts on Wednesday night. In the other Game 7 on Sunday, the Portland Trail Blazers overcame a 17-point deficit to defeat Denver 100-96 and advance to the Western Conference Finals.
Blazers are going to the conference finals for the first time since 2000.
Portland's C.J. McCollum led the Blazers with 37 points, taking up the slack for Portland star Damian Lillard, who scored only 13. Denver jumped out to an early 39-22 lead, but the Blazers began pulling closer in the second quarter and were only down 9 by halftime. Next up, the Western Conference Finals begin on Tuesday night with Portland at Golden State against the 2-time defending NBA champion Warriors. In the NHL playoffs, on Saturday, the San Jose Sharks crushed the St. Louis Blues 6-3 to take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Final. Timo Meier led the Sharks with 2 goals and an assist. Game 2 set for tonight in San Jose. Yesterday, Boston beat Carolina 6-2 to take a 2-0 lead in their Eastern Conference Final. The Bruins have outscored the Hurricanes 11-4 in the first 2 games in Boston. Now the series heads to Carolina for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 set for tomorrow night. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the Digital Ally 400 at Kansas Speedway on Sunday. Actually, on Saturday night, the race went into a 2-lap overtime shootout, with Keselowski beating Alex Bowman to the finish line by 0.2 seconds. Bowman's now finished in second place 3 races in a row. It's Keselowski's 3rd win of the season. Eric Jones finished 3rd, followed by Chase Elliott and Clint Bowyer. On the PGA Tour, Sung Kang won the AT&T Byron Nelson in Dallas, Texas at 23 under par. The South Korean picked up his first career PGA victory by two strokes over second-place finishers Matt Every and Scott Piercy. Brooks Koepka finished fourth at 20-under after shooting a final round 68. Now golfers get set to play the second major championship of the year when the PGA Championship begins at Bethpage Black in New York on Thursday morning. Right now, Tiger Woods has the shortest odds, followed by Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars won their eighth game in a row, sweeping Appalachian State in a three-game road series over the weekend. South is one game behind Georgia Southern for first place in the Sun Belt's East Division. Jags back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans against Tulane before ending the regular season at home with a three-game series against Troy University. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 3-1 on Saturday before yesterday's game was postponed due to the weather. They'll make that up today with a doubleheader at the Hank, beginning at 5:05 p.m. And in the major leagues, Atlanta beat Arizona 5-3 yesterday to wrap up the series with three wins in a row after losing the first four games in a week-long West Coast road trip. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our own backyard. ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming six-week-long season. It begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, you can find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
Hey, what's on deck tonight for Sports Night?
I think we're going to talk a little bit about the PGA Championship that's coming up. Also, the Preakness Stakes with the second of the Triple Crown horse races going on. And also, of course, NBA and NHL playoffs.
All right, good stuff. Sports Night tonight with Corey and Dalton. Check it out. 717. We'll check Dr. Bill's forecast next.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
GM.
No, Anna. Answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me the GM clap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Get ready to red, white, and... At Wind Creek Atmore, we're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. You can start earning chances to win now. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and... Giveaway, only at Wind Creek Atmore.
For the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center, major accident reports of two people ejected involving several vehicles, I-65 southbound between Spring Hill Avenue and Dolphin Street. We've already got traffic backed up almost a mile against several vehicles blocking the interstate at this accident site. Southbound 65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin Street. Avoid it if you can. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Bits & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at BitsAndSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and get the week started. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. I want to talk about this. One of the dangers or problems with being so successful with your inventory, getting the vehicles we want, is you're always looking for more inventory. They came and bought your trucks over the weekend.
Absolutely. We had a big day Saturday. We delivered four trucks Saturday, so we need to go get some more.
Now, what do you do? When you go get some more, you say that. How do you go get some more?
Well, we do business with a lot of new car dealers that maybe don't want to keep their inventory, or for some reason or another just can't keep the inventory. And then we get our buyers out. We got buyers out all over the Southeast, and we buy from individuals. So we got to find some trucks.
Yeah, now with the expanded truck center, you're definitely in need of trucks.
Absolutely. It went from full to being kind of naked over the weekend.
All right. So if somebody could come out and make a great deal now to get you a truck that you need, give them directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lsmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 720, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We now have more information on a deadly crash in Mississippi, as we now know the elderly victim is from Mobile. Friday night, according to the Mississippi Highway Patrol, that crash happened at 9:15 p.m. on Highway 98 eastbound in George County. That's where Betty Jean Chestnut was driving westbound in the highway. She then collided head-on with another vehicle with a Loosedale man behind the wheel. Chestnut is 88 years old, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities do confirm she was not wearing her seatbelt. The driver and passenger of the other vehicle, they were wearing their seatbelts, and they were transported to local hospitals in that area. They did suffer life-threatening injuries. The investigation continues at this hour as to what caused Ms. Chestnut to crash head-on with that other vehicle. This morning, we're taking a closer look at the severe weather our area experienced on Mother's Day, as the National Weather Service says that was not a tornado which caused all that damage on Dolphin Island or at the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo. Those were straight-line winds, since the debris was blown in the same direction, quote, with no visible evidence of tornado convergence. The National Weather Service of Mobile took a look at the damage on Sunday, and they estimated that it was caused by straight-line winds of 70 to 80 miles per hour. Storms moved through the area between 7:30 and 8 a.m. The Weather Service survey team found straight-line wind damage across what they say was a, quote, considerable part of the island, with the damage starting on the west end of the island and the brunt of that damage happening to the east of the elementary school. Metal roofs were ripped off homes and trees toppled over, road signs even blown over. That's according to the Weather Service, and many of you confirming such on social media. We appreciate all those pictures you've been posting. Don't forget to tag FM Talk 106.5 with those pictures. We will check in with Dr. Bill, as he'll take a closer look at what happened over Mother's Day weekend and what we can expect as we enter a new week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 722 FM Talk 106.5. And the question is, did Dolphin Island get tornadic activity? They're saying straight line winds, but gosh, here are the reports and seeing the pictures from damage at the island looks like at least they need to do a little more investigating. We will talk to Dr. Bill in just about 10 minutes more about that. Last hour, we talked to Dolphin Island's mayor, Jeff Collier, and got his take on the damage on the island.
Morning, Sean.
Looking at some of the pictures, and then talking to my relatives that have headed down the island yesterday. Roofs off and power lines down. Kind of explain the scenario yesterday and then what you're looking at this morning.
Yeah, well, it was quite a bit of damage. And I think, first of all, I'll say it was a bit of a miracle that no one got hurt. I think that's certainly the very positive part of this. It's amazing to me that we didn't have anybody get hurt or worse. But we had, some fairly extensive damage pretty much from one end of the island to the other. This wasn't isolated just, on either end. And we had a lot of, probably five or six power poles either broken or knocked down. Multiple, wires and things. Power was out pretty much throughout the whole island. In fact, some parts were still without power as of late last night. They worked through the night. I'm not sure yet if it has been restored totally at this point or not. But we had quite a bit of structural damage, several homes, multiple homes actually, and businesses. Some of your listeners might be familiar with the Island Rainbow Pizza across from the condominiums. They lost the whole roof, and the roof blew over the next door building, which is the Real Deal Barbecue, and actually landed up against the new beach cafe. And then we had pine trees that were either snapped off. I mean, I'm talking full-size pine trees that were snapped off midway up, and those parts of the trees ended up on tops of either apartments or private homes. And we had this kind of thing, as I said, throughout the full part of the island, not just in one isolated area.
Mayor Collier, yeah, I'm kind of putting some things together in my head. I want to ask you some of the questions. I mean, first of all, I know that the first thing I heard yesterday morning, because it's right close to our place down there, is that Island Rainbow, and they had just done a remodel, right? And that was new structure.
It was. It was new ownership, and they had gone through a lot of remodeling and upgrades and things to the facility. And like I said, it looked like to me the roof just totally came off. You've seen pictures in hurricanes where a whole roof just sort of detaches and goes flying through the air. That must have been the type of image that it was based on the end results that I saw.
And then you describe in pine trees snapped and power lines down, and you have a lifetime of experience on the island. I have 3.5 decades or so. We get tropical storms or worse that don't snap pine trees and power lines.
That's right. And doing my own little assessment, as you said, I've been around a while. I've dealt with a lot of storms. And I also remember the Sailboat Regatta disaster where we had winds of, I think, 80 to 90 miles an hour. We did not have any type of damage like this. So, you know, my assessment of this, and it's just my assessment, I believe that we had a bit of a gust front. But I also feel like there were some vortices or some spin-ups within that line, and I think it was multiples. I think maybe the houses next to the Gulf probably could have gotten hit with waterspouts because these were houses that were right on the shoreline. But there were other parts of the island where we saw debris and going in different directions. I mean, it wasn't all one, like a west to east. There was different directions to the winds, and so I'm comfortable to think that there were some spin-ups within the line of thunderstorms.
Yeah, I mean, I heard reports from friends down there about the waterspouts coming on, and then, which is a vortice, right? I mean, that's a spinning, and it's hitting and doing damage there, and then just some intense straight-line winds. So maybe it is a combination of more than one. Even though they're reporting straight-line winds, it seems like something else was going on.
Yeah, really, particularly so on the north side of the island, kind of near the airport. One home lost a lot of its metal roofing, and I've seen a piece of metal roofing in the tops of, again, mature pine trees. And that particular area, the debris field was more in a northwest to southeast direction, where most everything else was almost southwest to northeast. And so I could notice some difference in that. But yeah, it was very impressive. It was very quick. It didn't last that long, but it did quite a bit of damage. And of course, we've got debris down all over the island, limbs and those types of things that will have to get cleaned up. But it's kind of Mother's Day. Mother Nature played a trick on us on Mother's Day.
It's a mother of a storm that came through. What do you tell folks that are heading down today to check on their properties? Roads open? Be Enville okay to get down?
Yeah, things are open. And of course, the island is open for business, except for these few that were damaged. You know, it's probably going to take them a little while to get back up and running. But I would just say monitor their Facebook pages. But the island's open otherwise, and just, you know, come on down. And for the most part, things will be a little bit trashed up with limbs and debris. But other than that, we're up and running.
All right. We'll see you down there this weekend for sure, if not before, Mayor.
Thanks for checking in.
All right, so Mayor of Dauphin Island, Jeff Collier, joined us last hour to give his take on damage on the island. We'll get more specifics on the weather from Saturday, Sunday, and today. By the way, I guess the good news on the backside of the storm, lows in the 50s tonight. Dr. Bill will flesh that out coming up in just a little bit. Check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating a shooting involving a deputy. This happened around 11 o'clock Sunday morning at a home in Albuquerque Circle in Escambia County. Deputies attempted to serve a felony warrant when the suspect tried to escape through a bathroom window. The sheriff's office says the suspect ignored commands to show his hands and allegedly reached for something when he was shot in the right shoulder by a deputy. A man is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning for making a terroristic threat after he allegedly threatened to kill a Foley police officer and his family. Police say 60-year-old Charles Irvin did it as he was being booked into jail. Irvin was originally arrested and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and tampering with evidence. People in Mobile are preparing to say goodbye to a legend. Barber Isaac White Sr. passed away on Wednesday in his sleep from heart failure. The 99-year-old barber opened White's Barber College on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue more than 50 years ago.
Stay out of trouble. Don't get in trouble. Make something out of yourself. Be somebody.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The steal of a deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Brussels to discuss Iran and other issues with European officials. He'll meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov later this week. The visit to Sochi will be Pompeo's first to Russia as Secretary of State. Jitters on Wall Street over trade talks with China is weighing on the Dow, set to open lower today based on overnight futures. Correspondent Matt Rivers.
The Chinese government has said it's going to respond in kind to those tariff hikes that the Trump administration put in place last Friday, but we still don't know exactly what that's going to look like.
Dow futures are down over 450 points. Swedish prosecutors are reopening a rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and seek his extradition.
The rape allegation doesn't expire until August next year. Julian Assange, it's important to remember, has denied all of the allegations.
There's correspondent Anna Stewart reporting. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. European Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström expects President Trump to delay a May 18 deadline for U.S. tariffs on cars imported from the European Union. Trump, who raised tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports earlier this month, is due to make a decision about European cars, which could affect some $53 billion worth of car and auto part exports. Malmström says it's possible the deadline could be extended as Washington focuses on its ongoing negotiations with Beijing. A federal judge has ruled that a lawsuit filed by the UAW against GM over the closing of three plants should be heard in Ohio. The judge dismissed GM's arguments that the cases should be moved to a federal court in Detroit for convenience. The UAW sued GM in February over a breach of contract claim while trying to stop it from closing the Lordstown assembly plant and transmission plants in White Marsh, Maryland and Warren, Michigan. On Wall Street, futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, an accident with injuries southbound 65 completely blocking the interstate between Dolphin Street and Spring Hill Avenue with several vehicles involved. Two people thrown from their vehicles. And traffic's backed up beyond Moffett Road. You'll have to get into the far left median to pass the accident site. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive each night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar. It's the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony. Tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Yeah, we keep our eyes on that accident through the traffic department. But once again, this is southbound 65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin. Ejection, two people ejected from the vehicle in that wreck. A bad scene there right now. 65 southbound between Spring Hill and Dolphin. We'll get the latest coming up in traffic in just a second. Right now, we'll say good morning to Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
You said the rain and some severe weather possibly on the way for the weekend, and it showed itself, the rain, and for sure you had some damage in South Baldwin County, and I know Dauphin Island had some damage as well.
Yeah, from strong thunderstorms, and of course a lot of that activity on Friday was over in Texas, and the frontal system very slowly moved into Mississippi and Alabama and stalled through Saturday and into early Sunday, and all that rain shifted over into our area, and then of course that line of thunderstorms came through Saturday night and Sunday morning. We officially picked up 2.82 inches of rain for Saturday and Sunday, so almost 3 inches fell, and some larger totals did occur in the area. Wouldn't be surprised if we had some readings of 4 inches or more. It looks like a dry spell now. We're going to have a chance to dry out for the next several days, starting today with skies becoming mostly sunny, about 82 this afternoon with the wind out of the north, so have a lower humidity. And tonight it's really going to show up with the low humidity, because we're going to cool into the 50s tonight, around 58 degrees at daybreak. And then tomorrow, another dry day, sunny at about 82 degrees. As we go through the week, we continue to warm up. Wednesday, mid-80s and sunny. Thursday and Friday, sunny, upper 80s. And then the weekend, not bad, sunny, upper 80s on Saturday, and looks like plenty of sunshine with only a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower on Sunday, with a high in the upper 80s. So definitely going to dry out through the week.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 70 now at our studios. And how about that? Low in the 50s coming up tonight. Soak that up. Once again, if you are traveling 65 southbound, your issue is between Spring Hill and Dauphin Street. Now, I guess, all lanes blocked. It was center and right lane, but now they're saying go by on the left median.
Yeah, if you look at the some of the pictures being posted by Kane in our traffic department.
There's some coming into our text line, too.
It looks pretty bad, and I guess the wreck is on the right side of those southbound lanes, but it wouldn't surprise me to see all of them closed down.
Looks like an ejection. Two people ejected from the vehicle.
Like you said, that's southbound I-65 between Spring Hill Avenue and Dauphin Street, and looking at some pretty heavy delays this morning.
All right, I'll give you an update in just another 5 minutes right here at FM Talk 106.5.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no cost, no obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk about how Airbus is not only building airplanes, but a workforce as well. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Christy Tucker and Michelle Hurdle are part of the Airbus team here in Mobile, and on May 8th were part of the introduction of their new training program for high school seniors called Flight Path 9, and another for the general workforce called Fast Track. Airbus, like so many employers today, are struggling to find qualified employees. So what'd they do? They started creating their own, and in the process are offering a future to the workforce that could take them all over the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Once again, update here on this accident with ejection 65 southbound between Spring Hill and Dolphin has what little traffic is moving through on the left median. We'll get another update from Kane in the traffic department in just a second. Also, the website, fmtalk1065.com. Check out three big things, top stories of the day. Storm blows roofs into trees on Dolphin Island. Also, more damage down there. Stock market falls after no deal in the U.S.-China trade talks. We'll talk more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. And that case of the measles. Remember when they rolled out that presser a couple weeks ago saying there is a confirmed case of the measles in Alabama? Well, not so fast. Kelly has more on that coming up right now in headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. What should have been a time of celebration ends in tragedy as the Orange Beach Police Department confirms that an 8-year-old who was pulled from the bottom of a swimming pool in Orange Beach last Friday has died. The child's name nor family name is being released at this hour, but authorities are confirming that they did respond to the Caribe Resort on Friday. Multiple witnesses report the family was there to celebrate the victim's 8th birthday, and he was not a very strong swimmer. The child was airlifted to a local hospital, but they could not revive him. In your health news this morning, we have an update on that measles case reported in St. Clair County earlier this month. The results of additional testing came back, and the 5-month-old baby does not have the measles. Friday, state officials announced that while the results obtained on May 2nd from a commercial laboratory were positive, CDC analysis released now today are negative. Quote, out of an abundance of caution with evidence of presumptive disease, a positive initial measles test was reported after determining that this was in the best interest of the public while awaiting additional testing. Officials say the important message remains that MMR vaccine for those without immunity to measles is the most effective measure a person can take. ADPH say they have investigated 252 possible cases this year of the measles. 170 of those cases are closed, 82 remain open. Measles have been reported in 23 states following outbreaks in unvaccinated communities, mostly in New York and California. The CDC recommends one dose of MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella, for those born after 1957. And certain adults are considered at high risk and need two doses of MMR. At this time, the ADPH recommends that infants and children be vaccinated at 12 months and 4 years of age. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
More pictures coming into our text line now. People just stuck there in traffic. 65 southbound. That's where the accident is. 65 southbound between Spring Hill and Dolphin. But these are pictures coming back from, looks like, north of Moffett Road exit. People just sitting parked in traffic right now. Once again, accident with ejection. 65 southbound between Spring Hill and Dolphin is what's causing that tie-up this morning. More details with traffic coming up in just a second.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Straight line winds caused some significant damage across the Gulf Coast over the weekend. On Dolphin Island, Lisa Evans went outside to find her neighbor's roof sitting in her front yard.
But I was on the main level and it was shaking, and it's never done that before.
In Baldwin County, most of the storm damage was concentrated around Fort Morgan Road and Gulf Shores. Severe weather also damaged the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, bringing down trees. No animals or people were hurt. In Foley, heavy winds and rains bashed tents shortly before the start of the annual Art in the Park event. The Biloxi police officer who was shot and killed outside police headquarters last week will be laid to rest today. Hundreds are expected to attend the funeral for Officer Robert McKeithen. McKeithen was a 24-year veteran of the police department and a veteran of the Air Force. Darian Atkinson is charged with capital murder. Four others are charged with being accessories. The Alabama Department of Conservation is now offering bait hunting licenses that can be used for deer or wild hogs. The Alabama legislature approved the bait hunting bill last month. The license costs $15 for Alabama residents and $51 for non-residents. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, is southbound 65 completely blocked near Dolphin Street between there and Spring Hill Avenue with several vehicles involved in an accident. Two people ejected, and again, you'll see traffic past Moffett Road. You have to get to the far left median to pass the wreck site. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway on Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southeast fastest race cars. The Wing Sprint cars return to the high banked oval. $10 at the gate. Seniors, military, and public safety workers get in for only $5, and 12 and under are free. Find them on Facebook and at Mobile Speedway. .net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Two NBA series end with Game 7s. The NHL Conference Finals begin, and South Alabama baseball going streaking. 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Toronto Raptors advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 92-90 Game 7 win over Philadelphia, thanks to this shot by Kawhi Leonard.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
You could hear the basketball bounce off the rim four times before falling through the net there. That was Leonard's 41st point of the night and the game winner and series winner. Serge Ibaka added 17 points for Toronto, and Pascal Siakam had 11 points and 11 rebounds for the Raptors. Next up, Toronto opens the Eastern Conference Finals at the Milwaukee Bucks. That series begins on Wednesday night. In the other Game 7 yesterday, the Portland Trail Blazers overcame a 17-point deficit to defeat Denver 100-96 and advance to the Western Conference Finals.
And now the Portland Trailblazers are going to the Conference Finals for the first time since 2000.
Portland's C.J. McCollum led the Blazers with 37 points, taking up the slack for Portland star Damian Lillard, who scored only 13 yesterday. Denver jumped out to an early 39-22 lead, but the Blazers began pulling closer in the second quarter and were only down 9 points by halftime. Next up, the Western Conference Finals begin tomorrow night with Portland playing at Golden State against the two-time defending NBA champion Warriors. In the NHL playoffs on Saturday, the San Jose Sharks crushed the St. Louis Blues 6-3 to take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Final. Timo Meier led the Sharks with 2 goals and an assist. Game 2 set for tonight in San Jose. On Sunday, Boston beat Carolina 6-2 to take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. The Bruins have outscored the Hurricanes 11-4 in the first 2 games in Boston. Now the series heads to Carolina for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 set for tomorrow night. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the Digital Ally 400 at Kansas Speedway on Saturday night. The race went into a 2-lap overtime shootout, with Keselowski beating Alex Bowman to the finish line by 0.2 seconds. Bowman has now finished in second place 3 races in a row. It's Keselowski's 3rd win of the season. Eric Jones finished in 3rd place, followed by Chase Elliott and Clint Bowyer. On the PGA Tour, Sung Kang won the AT&T Byron Nelson in Dallas, Texas at 23 under par. The South Korean picked up his first career PGA win by 2 strokes over second place finishers Matt Every and Scott Piercy. Brooks Koepka finished in 4th place at 20 under after shooting a final round 68. Now golfers get set to play in the second major championship of the year when the PGA Championship begins at Bethpage Black in New York on Thursday morning. Right now, Tiger Woods has the shortest odds, followed by Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars won their eighth game in a row, sweeping Appalachian State in the three-game road series over the weekend. South is one game behind Georgia Southern for first place in the Sun Belt's East Division. They're back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans against Tulane before ending the regular season at home with a three-game series against rival Troy University. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 3-1 on Saturday before yesterday's game was postponed due to weather. They'll make that up today with a doubleheader at the Hank. That begins at 5:05 p.m. And in the major leagues, Atlanta beat Arizona 5-3 yesterday to wrap up the series with three wins in a row after losing the first four games in a week-long West Coast road trip. 7:50 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, is southbound 65 completely blocked near Dolphin Street between there and Spring Hill Avenue with several vehicles involved in an accident. Two people ejected, and again, you'll see traffic past Moffett Road. You have to get to the far left median to pass the wreck site. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway on Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southeast fastest race cars. The Wing Sprint cars return to the high banked oval. $10 at the gate. Seniors, military, and public safety workers get in for only $5, and 12 and under are free. Find them on Facebook and at MobileSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:54 FM Talk 106.5 will keep you the latest updated with the latest on that accident, 65 southbound between Spring Hill and Dolphin, and it has a lot of folks sending us pictures stuck there in traffic. If any way you're coming in 65 southbound, you can avoid that. Please do, because traffic is backed up for quite a while. 754 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. If you're looking for a summer internship, I may have an idea for you.
Okay.
Well, the best one I've heard lately. We'll get that going right after headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we have an update on last week's plane crash at the Foley Municipal Airport. A student pilot and an instructor were on board. Both were rushed to the hospital. We now know the student pilot has passed away from his injuries. The FAA and NTSB are both investigating last Monday's crash, which happened as the instructor and her student were practicing landing and taking off. Authorities have not officially released the names of the two people on board, again, as the FAA investigates. But Ken Grimes, the city administrator for the city of Orange Beach, has identified the instructor as Jessica Pullman. According to University Hospital in Mobile, she is right now in serious condition. Pullman works for Lighting Aviation. Grimes says he knows her when she had an internship with the city and that he has been communicating with the Pullman family. They have since posted a statement on Facebook requesting continued prayers and privacy as they deal with the situation, saying, quote, "Friends, family, and loved ones, we appreciate all the love, support, and most importantly, the prayers over the past few unbelievable, difficult days. Our beautiful daughter, Jessica, is in extremely critical condition. We're still keeping the best outlook that we can, but the severe trauma caused by the accident was worse than originally expected." It's a new week and a new president for the University of Mobile. Executive Dean and History Professor Lonnie Burnett has been named as interim president. Trustees voted him in. The announcement was made on Friday. According to the university, the appointment takes effect May 28th and lasts for 16 months. Burnett replaces former board chairman Fred Wilson, who had served as interim president. The last president was Tim Smith. He stepped down last February due to personal reasons. University of Mobile was founded in 1961. The Rams have roughly 1,600 students enrolled at the Liberal Arts and Science School. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 756 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All right, people out there looking for internships, college students out there. We get people asking us about internships around here. I would say this one probably sounds more fun, at least if I had to go with a time machine back to when I was student at the University of Alabama. A story about Natural Light or Natty Light.
Ooh.
They announced last week they're looking for summer interns who are up to the task of getting paid to drink cheap beer.
Oh, okay. Well, so, yeah, I qualify.
Yeah. So Leon Soleimani, who is the brand manager for Natty Light, said, "We're looking for a well-rounded, fun human being who knows how to get things done." Okay. End quote. For $40 an hour,
wow,
interns will be expected, like this. So you get the money, and then you're expected to perform a number of alcohol-filled and adjacent activities, such as help run the brewery's social media accounts.
Okay. Oh,
what could go wrong there?
No. Nah.
Attend sporting events and act as a brand ambassador.
That is so cool.
I mean, go have beers and watch sporting events all summer long.
Now, when they say a well-rounded applicant.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that means you... You've got some trophies there on your just above your belt, yeah, for how many Natty Lights you've had in your life. More information, go online. Look for Natty Qualified. Students who are 21 and older can apply for the internship from now through May 19th. Hour number three and your calls coming up next.